Dictation for Joann, J-O-A-N-N, Spry, S-P-R-Y, Virgo, V as in Victor, I-R-G-O, December 24, 54, address as a letter to Dr. Stefanko, S-T-E-F-A-N-K-O, 231-779-7701. Dear Dr. Stefanko, follow up for Mrs. Pry Virgo, who has history of chronic kidney disease. Underlying hypertension. Last visit November. Since then, significant medical issues. Presented with severe abdominal back pain and vomiting. Found it to have a 10 millimeter left sided kidney stone causing moderate obstruction. She was given pain control as well as treatment of nausea, vomiting. Receive Norco Ketorolac, K-E-T-O-R-O-L-A-C, and Reglan. For some reason, was released home. She was not sent to urologist urgently. This was around holidays. Days later, we get involved through patient calling us about her visit to the emergency room and wanted a referral to urology, which was difficult to find as outpatient. Eventually was admitted. Through Corwell Grand Rapids. By late December, this tachycardia and retrograde was done with lithotripsy of the stone, which is calcium oxalate, 90% mono, 10% dehydrate. Did not require dialysis. Was released home. Days later, readmitted and treated for pyelonephritis and sepsis with bacteria Klebsiella isolated from both urine and blood, receive antibiotics, which has been completed with Cipro. There was minor acute and chronic renal failure, but has returned to baseline. Presently, still having significant discomfort on the left side, no fever, no nausea or vomiting. Appetite is slowly improving. Right now, urine is clear without bleeding. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Blood pressure initially running low, now improved. Another issue not related to what I'm describing is a mass on the left parotid gland, salivary gland. They are concerned about potential malignancy, and there are discussions about further imaging, whether it is a CT scan on MRI. We discussed with her about the potential IV contrast exposure and potential minimizing risk of nephropathy with hydration. Of course, if possible, avoid that and do an MRI instead. Next paragraph, I review medications. She stopped her vitamin D-125 as she thought it was calcium, not vitamin D. Takes Lasix, presently once a day, and that has helped with lower extremity edema, on Flonase, potassium, vitamins, muscle relaxant, allergy medicine, tramadol as she's weaning off the hydrocodone. She gets every 6 months Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A. Next treatment will be in February. Off the losartan, on calcium citrate and thyroid. Next paragraph, presently weight 198, blood pressure by nurse 128/68, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, very sensitive tenderness on the left lumbar area, not on the right, no abdominal distension, no gross peripheral edema, was using a walker, now a cane. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. January 13, that's already post-discharge, the second visit. Creatinine at 1.56. Which is baseline, as she has been as high as 2. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. A normal albumin, calcium. Which is in the normal low side. For the most part, normal liver function test, normal glucose. Days before anemia 12.2, a normal white blood cell platelets. Albumin was low, understandable reactive to sepsis. I review emergency room notes from our system as well as both admissions at Grand Rapids. I want to highlight the stone composition as indicated above, the positive urine and blood cultures from Klebsiella, same organism, diabetes well controlled with an A1C of 6, Next paragraph, before all this happening, PTH runs high in the 215-270 with normal blood calcium and phosphorus, with normal vitamin D25 above 30 and normal vitamin D125. Before all this happening, we did a 24-hour urine collection. The urine calcium was not elevated. It was normal at 150 milligrams in 24 hours. Urine sodium also not elevated. (Clears throat) Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD. Stage 3B to 4, presently not progressive, not symptomatic, and no indication for dialysis. Underlying history of hypertension, which right now appears to be well controlled. She is off the losartan. Prior testing, renal Doppler. No, it was non-diagnostic, but no evidence of renal artery stenosis. The left kidney is smaller compared to the right, but no obstruction. No indication for EPO treatment. Presently, electrolyte acid base normal. Nutrition reactive to sepsis, normal calcium phosphorus. Next number, left-sided hydronephrosis, 10 millimeter calcium oxalate stone as indicated above, with complications of pyelonephritis and sepsis. Improve of antibiotics, is still very sensitive on the left lumbar area, but no fever to suggest active infection. Next number, prior history of gastric bypass surgery, which is a risk factor for the calcium oxalate stones. Once she has more back to her normal functional status, we will do a new collection of urine, as she might need to start restricting oxalate on diet. Encourage increased fluid intake. Encourage limiting sodium as well as protein in the diet. Calcium oxalate is not pH dependent. I will not oppose the present use of calcium citrate as a plate minimizes the growth of stones. Next paragraph, osteoporosis, continue prolia. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. She needs to go back to the vitamin D125 Rocaltrol. Next paragraph, comments. We review the situations. For some reason, I was never called through the emergency room about the hydronephrosis. She was offered by emergency room to be referred to a urologist, but she was waiting from our advice. It was difficult to find a urologist as outpatient to see her immediately. Emotional support provided. She is going to follow with urology on the next few months. And is my understanding a new kidney ultrasound to be done on the next few weeks. This was a prolonged visit, close to 50 minutes, end of dictation.